And lastly, we have the duo of Sexy Girl and Suddenly Seymour impersonating us. I think Sexy's impersonating me, and Suddenly Seymour's impersonating Trigatree.
And now, an imitation of myself.
And me, Dylan, and me.
And Trigatree is the duo of Deadly S.
The adorable Suddenly Seymour.
And Sexy Girl. Wow. Trigatree, do you want to go first?
No, I think you should go first.
Okay. First of all, you guys, that was nothing like us.
No. Oh, God.
I mean, one, you guys can barely sing. You're not good at singing like us.
No. Not, no.
And
Do I really sound that bitchy?
yes, you do, Trick or Treat. I'm sorry. No, I'm kidding. You don't sound like that.
Is
Yeah,
it sarcasm?
that's another point. They were mean. I mean, it's not a good idea to be mean to judges.
Not at all. That's definitely no way to try and get on our good side. I mean, yeah, with a performance like that too. I mean, they had. You can tell they tried. They did some research, I guess, which is kind of terrifying if you think about it. I mean, how do you research judges about your
Sexy Girl's already a stalker. She's a terrible stalker, though, and this just proves it. I'd tell
Yeah.
her to go stalk you, but then again, she's
Oh,
mine. You can't have her.
you can have a stalker. That's fine. I think I'll be okay with that one.
Yeah, you
Dylan.
can. Yeah.
I mean.
I have more stalkers than you, Trubbitree.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Actually, I think it's a bad thing. I
You're
mean,
just jealous.
sure. What, so you have a couple stalkers and your girlfriend. Your BAA girlfriend. Yeah. That's impressive, Dylan. That's impressive for you.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. Anyways, back to the critique. Okay, where were we?
It was a nice effort. You can tell it was nice to see they did some research, as creepy as it is. The singing was horrible. Absolutely horrible. There's nothing else I can really say. It was just bad. Just
Yeah.
bad.
Yeah,
I didn't
the mixing
spend
wasn't
enough time
good
with
either,
her.
but I shouldn't be the type of person to talk about mixing.
Yeah, not really. It was a nice effort. Wow.
Well, you know what? We really did not need something this bad this
Early
early in the morning.
in the competition, even.
Yeah, why did we do these things last?
I don't know. I'm so tired from all the mixing. I don't know. Why did we decide to do this competition?
I don't know, Trick-or-Treat. I just don't know anymore.
I don't know. On top of sing it was a bad idea.
Yeah, definitely.
But we'll get through it. Yeah.
Yeah, but seriously, Sass Girl and Suddenly Seymour, I don't know whether I can forgive you guys. But no, you guys just know awful. I mean, sure, it was creative.
Creative, that's the word.
That word creative.
Do I really sound that bitchy? I think
Not really
they're.
ask that trick or treat.
I know, but I guess I'm just a little surprised.
Yeah, it's nice to know what you think of us. He's beloved.
Well, but apparently the bitchiness gets me somewhere, because I have friends. And how many people do you have, Dylan?
I think I have... I'm not telling you.
Oh, I see how it is.
Yeah, that's how it is. But seriously, this blowed more than Sassy Girl does on her saxophone.
Was that supposed to be a joke?
Yes, it was, Trick-or-Treat.
Oh,
you tried.
That was funny.
You tried to come up with one.
You were the one singing Suddenly Seymour, so I can't really...
I don't want any more Little Shop songs. I don't want them stuck in my head.
Suddenly Seymour.
Trick-or-Treat, stop it. We are critiquing.
Standing beside you.
Trick-or-Treat.
Dylan.
How many caffeine pills did you take?
That's none of your business. It's like, I had to do something. Oh.
You're cut off. No more caffeine pills.
No! You can't do that.
Yes, I can. And
no, you can't. No.
Yes, no. I can.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want people to come after you? Because my people, there are enough of them. They can come out and disembowel you or something. I don't know. I'll let them be creative.
Was that a joke, Trick-or-Treat?
Oh, you know, right? Better than yours. I don't even remember your joke, so it might have been better than mine, really.
Yeah, where were we?
Who are we critiquing again?
Oh, Suddenly Seymour and Sexy Girl.
Oh.
You should, type things down, Trick-or-Treat.
You're the one that types your critiques and you still couldn't remember where we were. So, yeah. Take that. I'm so tired!
Oh my god, Trick-or-Treat. We have a 7-minute critique right now. We've been doing nothing but ranting.
Suddenly Seeing Sexy Girl. Good try. You were creative. I'm gonna go to sleep now.
Trick-or-Treat, don't fall asleep now. We gotta finish the critique.
How many more do we have left?
20.
20?
I feel like killing myself.
Why did we do this to ourselves?
Because we have no lives, Trick-or-Treat, okay? We have no lives.
You have no life. I just wasted hours of my life mixing that last episode, and now we're doing this? We have to mix all of these in with these...
A little bit more earlier, like I do.
Like I said, I have a life.
Yeah, I don't. Anyways, see, our critique for Suddenly Seymour and Sexy Girl is 8 minutes of us bickering. 8 minutes of us bickering. Maybe it's because you can't critique this. Yeah, I mean, it was creative, it had some good points, but it just simply did not imitate us at all.
No, not in a way that is in any way flattering or accurate.
Not at all.
I am not that bitchy.
Yes, you are.
Are you laughing?
Maybe I am. Maybe you're getting
I'm done.
Tree, you're getting too tired. You're hearing voices.
Maybe you're getting voices. okay. Let's finish the rest of these. Suddenly Seeing Sex Girl.
Yeah, this is not definitely worth impunity. I'm hoping.
No, I'm hoping your performances will help you. in the actual the competition. I hope those... did we critique those already? I don't remember.
Treasury.
I guess I'll find out when it comes time to save people.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't think I could forgive Sonny Seymour's ex-girl.
No. No. Yeah, let's just move on.
Yeah, I agree.
Alright, yes, good try, both of you.
Why are we repeating? Oh, we're getting too tired for this.
Well, I don't even know what time it is anymore.
This is the normal now. Oh, yeah, moving on.
Alright.
This is bad, this is like 11-minute critique.
Alright, we're done, Dylan.
Done.
So, this was a hard one to call. This was much harder than last week's. In the end, we decided that, well, it was close, because Pip-Boys was really good mixing-wise, and it had Fallout 3 references. And then Sexy Girl and Suddenly Seymour did a lot of our catchphrases, like, do you want to go first, trick or treat, or shall I? Not really catchphrases so much as me being a douchebag. And then Valkyrie to me sounded a lot like Trigatree. And then Aya Protects the Toothpaste was really funny too. And then Pole Position and Kawaii Bleach was the most disrespectful. And Trigatree and I happen to have no self-respect. So Kawaii Bleach and Pole Position, you guys are safe this week. Congratulations. I hope you get eliminated next week. Yeah. Seriously, it was really funny. Congratulations, guys. Enjoy your immunity while it lasts.